This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Wa akhi Harun huwa afsahu minni lisanan fa-arsilhu ma'ya rid an yusaddiquni inni akhafu an yukadhibun. Qala sanashuddu 'adudaka bi-akhika wa naj'alu lakuma sultanan fala yasiluna ilaykuma bi-ayatina antuma wa man ittaba'akuma al-ghalibun. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد once again I'm sharing another dua of or piece of a dua of Musa alayhi salam with you today. This also belongs to Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th surah of the Quran, and this is ayah number 34. This is when Musa alayhi salam is up on the mount. He's speaking to Allah azza wa jalla for the first time. This conversation that happened between Allah and Musa is mentioned in the Quran on multiple occasions. And each occasion, Allah highlights something else about that conversation. So we get some details in this surah, some other details in another surah, some other details in another surah. And actually, in each of those occasions, you get a different version or a different flavor of the du'as made by Musa alayhi salam. That's not to say that there's a contradiction between them, but it's to highlight different parts of that conversation in different surahs. So the part that I wanted to bring my attention to and yours to tonight is the conversation he has with Allah regarding his brother. When Allah told him this mission to go back to Fir'aun. And one of the things I told you, the wording is important. When Musa alayhi salam was escaping Egypt, he said, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. I shared that dua with you. Master, rescue me from the wrongdoing nation. If you remember, he made that dua to rescue him. When he made it to Madian and he got married there, we talked about that last night, his father-in-law, you know what he told him? Najawta min al-qawm al-zalimin. Same words. You have been rescued from the wrongdoing nation. In other words, what came out of the mouth of his father-in-law were actually the answer to his prayer, rescue me. And he said, you have been rescued from the wrongdoing nation. But now years have passed by. He's got a family. He's raising them. He sees a fire on a mountain when he's traveling one night. And they're lost in the desert. So he tells his family to wait. He goes up there to check what's going on. Or maybe he can get some directions. He ends up speaking with Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he speaks to Allah, Allah told him, أَنِئْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ in Surah Al-Shu'ara, he told him, go back to the wrongdoing nation. So the same nation he ran away from, saying, Ya Allah, these are الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, get me away from them. And Allah answered that dua, but 10 years later Allah says, well, now it's time to go back to the wrongdoing nation. And so this was the part of the conversation where Allah is preparing him to come back to the place that's ready to kill him. You know, every prophet has challenges, every messenger has challenges, but you find a unique challenge with Musa alayhi salam. Before he even says a word, people want to kill him. Usually messengers, they get resistance after they give da'wah for a long time, and then eventually people are tired of them, they make fun of them, they call them insane, they try to, even in some cases, try to kill them and all of these things. But with Musa alayhi salam, before any da'wah happens, before he says a word about Allah and being his messenger, people are already hungry and thirsty for his blood. So that's the challenge he has. But Allah has taken care of that part of the challenge. They're not going to touch you. They're not going to touch you. But he has another challenge. And that challenge is that he had a difficulty in speech. There are two dimensions of that. I'll just highlight that quickly. Musa alayhi salam had a very strong temper. You saw his temper that led him to react quickly when he saw the fight happen between those two people. How he couldn't stand by and just watch that happen, so he took action immediately. This temper also is part of a frustration. If, you know, later on you find, much later in his career, not part of this story, much later on, when he's past the water and he's with Banu Israel and they're acting ignorantly. And they're saying, go ask Allah what kind of cow. That's a later story with Musa alayhi salam. He got so angry, he actually asked Allah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I ask Allah's protection, his refuge, that I might lose control. That I might become jahil means I might lose control over my emotions. If I throw a punch right now, a bunch of people are going to die. So Ya Allah, just keep me in check. Because these people are really testing me right now. So he asked Allah to keep his emotions in check by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. But part of being that emotional, and part of being that, you know, someone whose emotions get excited like that, is that when someone calls you a liar, When someone insults you and humiliates you and does that, then you get so frustrated, you don't know what to say in response. You can't keep your senses. Some of you might know, if you're talking to, otherwise you're very intelligent, you have very composed human being, but if someone knows how to get to you and insult you and criticize you and make fun of you, one attack after the other, and they're sharp with their tongue, then it doesn't matter how smart and composed you are, at that time you just don't know what to do, don't know what to say. On top of that, Musa alayhi salam had a stutter. And so even the Pharaoh would later make fun of it, وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ. He can't almost, it's like almost he can't even talk. What's he gonna, he's gonna be your messenger? What message? He can't even pronounce words properly. And the thing with people who have a stutter is when they get frustrated, their stutter gets worse. Right? So when Fir'aun is gonna insult him, then he's gonna get upset. And the more upset he gets, the worse his ability to speak. He can't pronounce words. He'll get stuck on even getting a word out. And then he's going to make fun. What's the matter? Can't talk? That's what's going to happen. So he recognizes that weakness in himself. And he tells Allah, وَأَخِي هَارُونَ هُوَ أَفْسَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. My brother Harun, he's much more eloquent. He's a much better speaker than I am. He's much more eloquent when it comes to running his tongue than I am. So I think that I would probably be better off having him along with me. As if he's going to do the talking because I'll probably hit my brakes. I'll run out of steam. I won't be able to carry forward. I need backup. And my backup will be who? Harun alayhi salam. Now Allah, who knows everything, Allah who knows everything, knew, and now we know because Allah taught us, that in the entire story, Harun didn't speak. Harun alayhi salam was with him. They challenged Fir'aun. And not one sentence is recorded in the Quran coming from Harun alayhi salam to the Pharaoh. Nothing. The entire conversation is being carried by who? Musa alayhi salam. Allah could have told Musa alayhi salam, listen, I already know everything. You don't need Harun. You'll be fine. Go. But Allah didn't do that. Knowing that Harun alayhi salam, the rationale Musa alayhi salam offered, why should I have Harun? Because he speaks better than I do. And so Allah azza wa jal gave him that. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal knew that not only, you think you have someone who backs you up and someone who will take over the job when you do, but even that sense of security gives you more calm. His presence is going to give a calmness to Musa alayhi salam. Recognizing in yourself that some things that I need to do, I cannot do on my own. I need some moral support. I need someone by my side. I need someone in case I'm gone, they can carry on this work. That's a need of a critical task. You know, Fir'aun's complex is that everything should run under him. هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. You know, I alone own the kingdom of Egypt. These rivers flow beneath my feet. Everything is about me, me, me. Musa alayhi salam immediately recognizes that I think my brother is a better fit for this. In case I falter, my brother is a good fit. Now, on a side note, I should say something about sibling rivalry. Because for how many people here have siblings? Brothers, sisters? You're Muslims, you all have them. Okay, anyway. So, the thing is, if I asked you, just write some nice things about your older brother or sister, or younger brother or sister, like a page, you'd have a really hard time. But if I said, tell me all the things you have a problem with your brother or your sister, what are the things that agitate you about your sibling? Yeah, can I have the rest of the pad? One paper is not enough. I need to recognize good in our siblings is very difficult. Everybody else, as a matter of fact, for one of you, if somebody comes and like says something nice about your sister, like one of you girls, like one of somebody says, oh, your sister looked really pretty at the wedding. And you're like, huh? Actually, you don't know, she's really ugly. This is a lot of work that had to, it's almost a surgery before we got here. She's hideous. Somebody comes to one of you guys and says, your brother's so smart. No. He lets people think he's smart. He's really stupid. You don't even know how stupid. You cannot see a praise happen of one of your siblings. Credit being given. And of course, sometimes our parents make it worse because they say, why can't you be like your brother? And you're like, I'm going to murder you in your sleep. You know, so that happens in our life. But recognize something. One of the most powerful gifts Allah has given us, one of the most beautiful gifts, blessings Allah has given us, are siblings. And jealousy between siblings is a real thing, is a very evil thing. The first murder that happened in humanity was between siblings because of jealousy. So it's not a small thing. A prophet was thrown inside of a well because of sibling rivalry, because of jealousy. This is not a small evil. It can tear up families. So recognize that it's a very powerful evil that exists. But at the same time, the opposite of it is very powerful. this incredible messenger of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, himself recognizes he needs his brother. A brother who he hasn't seen for many years. At least 10 years he's been gone. And he says, but from what I know, he's a pretty good speaker, Ya Allah, I would like for you to give me him as backup. But then he offers further rationale, and the words he says are really important here. فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعْيَ رِدْءًا. Send him along with me as my support. Rid in Arabic is actually the support of a wall that if you took it away, the wall would collapse. That's actually rid. رَدَ الْبِنَاء. رَدَ الْحَائِطْ بِالْبِنَاء. Some construction is there that's holding the wall up. Or if something's being held up, you know, have you seen like billboards and in the back of them, there are these beams that are holding up the billboard? Those are rid, actually. Send him with me as someone who keeps me standing. You know, who keeps pushing me. Because Musa alayhi salam is going to be on the offense. And to be on the offense, when they attack you, you can't be pushing. Because if you're pulling back, you're going on the defense. I need someone behind me that's going to keep pushing me forward. So I don't retreat in anything that I say. Someone's there for moral support. Someone's there in my corner. So this is rid'an, yusaddiquni. And the other beautiful word he said, he'll be my backup and he will confirm that I'm telling the truth. In other words, everyone around me is going to be calling me a liar. Fir'aun will call me a liar, his generals will call me a liar, the society, he'll tell the entire society to call me a liar. I just need at least one person who believes in me. I need validation. Validation is a really important thing in life. You know, typically we learn that praising someone is not a good thing. Right? In our deen, you don't praise someone, just, you know, because we don't like praise. We shouldn't be accustomed to getting praised. But then you realize on the other side, sometimes the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell people, if anybody wants to see the spirituality of Isa alayhi salam, the zuhud of Isa alayhi salam, they should look at Abu Dhar. They should look at Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. Why would he do that? Why was he praising his spiritual? Like, his spirituality is not something you want to praise, and someone who's spiritual will get more uncomfortable when you praise it. Why? Because this is part of the Prophet sunnah alayhi salatu wasalam, to recognize the good in someone, to validate them. This is not to inflate their ego, but to at least let them be confident in what they have. Human beings need to be validated. It's okay. It's okay for a husband to praise his wife. I know, for Pakistanis it hurts. But still, it's okay to say, you know, today was a really good iftar. And you don't have to undo that with some insult right after that. Like, but I still hate your mother. You don't have to do that. Just, today was a really good iftar. And you could stop there. And that's good enough. I know for most of us, it's just kind of, it's going to get to her head. She's going to turn into a huge giant balloon. Can't just praise and not let it go without any, you know? But we have to do that sometimes. And Musa alayhi salam recognizes in himself, he doesn't need praise, but he does need validation. He does need someone to at least confirm that he's telling the truth. Even the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he went and he was shivering, and our mother Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha took him, and Warqa ibn Nawfal validated him. There was some validation. His own wife had to validate him. At Hudaybiyah, when all the Sahaba refused to listen, Ummul Mu'mineen validates him inside the tent. Says, you start and they'll follow. Right? So we need other human beings. Don't become more religious than Islam. I only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need nothing. Oh, hold on a second. Musa alayhi salam is talking to Allah right now, and he says, Ya Allah, I need the validation of my brother. I'm going to need the support. I need him to back me up, you know? So sometimes we are more idealistic when somebody says, I need your help. Why are you asking help of Allah's creation? You should only ask help of Allah. Okay, all right, read the book, bro. So, yusaddiquni. He'll confirm the truth in me. Inni akhafu an yukathibun. That's because I'm afraid that they're going to call me a liar. And when they do, when you hear criticism from others, this is the last thing I'll share with you, when you hear criticism from others enough, then you start believing that criticism. A part of you starts like accepting that criticism. And you need someone alongside you that says, no, those are lies. Don't let those lies pollute your mind. Even the Prophet of Allah had to be told in the Quran, ما أنت بنعمتي ربك بمجنون. No, you're not insane. Doesn't matter how many people say it. Doesn't matter how many family members say it. Doesn't matter how many respected elders say it. Because when elders speak, you listen. Doesn't matter who says it. You're not insane. Validation is important. And so he says, Ya Allah, I will need validation when I get emotionally overwhelmed. Even though he knows he's a messenger, he's just speaking to Allah right now. He's not going to forget that. Even then, a reminder and a reinforcement and an encouragement is necessary in life. It's even necessary for our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's necessary for Musa alayhi salam. And so Allah answered his dua and said, سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ. I will reinforce your arm, your forearm, with your brother. Meaning I'll make you more muscular by your brother. Oh, what kind of imagery is that? You see, when he said رِدْ, he's behind him. Remember back support? Back support is when you're being attacked and you're being pushed forward. But when someone says, I'll make your arm stronger, is that about defense or offense? It's actually offense. Not only, you're worried about being attacked and you need support. I'm telling you, you'll be better offense than ever before because of your brother. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla responded. And of course, the team that's on offense is the one that's winning. The team that's on defense is the one taking the beating. So he's afraid that he'll be taking a beating from Fir'aun and his people. And Allah says, actually no, now that I've given you the backup you need, they're the ones that are going to be taking the beating. Your arm is now reinforced. سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَ. I will put an authority in place, a power in place for you. They won't be able to touch you. They won't be able to get to you. SubhanAllah. So this is actually Allah answering the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Notice Allah gave him, you know, the staff. Allah gave him these miracles. And you would think the miracles are enough. You should just go to Fir'aun, drop the stick, turn it into a snake and say, what are you going to do now? You know? But that's already happened. The staff and that's already happened. But regardless of that, he says, I need Harun. I need Harun. And this is actually a very powerful wisdom in our deen, that in any work that you do, first of all, recognize your limitations. Second of all, recognize the good. First, immediately in your immediate family, who are the Haruns in your family? You can have criticisms of your siblings, that's fine. But they have certain strengths that are your weaknesses. And it's okay to acknowledge that. And it's okay to say, I need your help in this, this, and this. Because Allah made you better at those things than He made me. That's perfectly okay and that's a good thing. That's a sunnah of our messenger Musa alayhi salam, right? And of course, if it's not siblings, then even outside of that, just to recognize the good in others and not just to see the negative in others, you know? Muslim culture, unfortunately, because of the trolling culture and social media and other things, we've become people that we always look for something to criticize someone about. Some sarcastic comment, some insult, some put down, and it's very hard for us to forget, to remember that all of us are flawed, all of us have mistakes, and actually it's the beautiful thing is to highlight the good that someone does, not the mistakes that they make. The fact that they make mistakes, or they have flaws, or they have imperfections is what makes them human. The fact that they have something good is actually you recognizing the good that Allah has given them. When we become grateful slaves of Allah, then we start seeing things that others, the good things others have been given also. And we become grateful not just for ourselves, but for the gifts that they've been given. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us grateful slaves, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant all of us a harun in our lives that is able to support us in the good that we try to do. Barakallahu li wa lakum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.